Hello, everyone. My name is Abigail Honeycutt, and this podcast is about parenting. I'm going to talk about the differences between strict and free-range parenting and how it affects children. I know many people like myself tend to grow up thinking that their parents were too strict and that they will never raise their kids like that. But something good comes out of every type of parenting, and I want to get to the bottom of what parenting makes the best kid. Part 1. Free-range parents. There are many aspects of free-range parenting that many parents would find absolutely horrid, from letting your kids ride the subway all by themselves or not even vaccinating them. Free-range parents encourage their child to do as they please and learn by their own will. Most free-range children do not go to school, as they learn through experience rather than being specifically taught. The ones that do go to school decide whether or not to go and whether or not they complete work. If a child does not do their assignment, they choose whether to wake up early and get it done or simply go to the teacher and say they didn't do it. Most are also not subject to medication and vaccination because these types of parents believe that if a child does not wish to take medicine, then why make them? The main aspect of free-range parenting is understanding how intelligent children really are. They learn very quickly. Whether they are told not to touch a hot stove, they either listen or they touch it and learn not to do it again. When they play in the park alone, they either know not to go too far, or they get lost and ask for help. If they want to tie their shoes, they will keep going until they eventually do. It is all about trust in the intelligence and impression of a child's brain. How does the child feel being free range? Let's ask. So would you consider yourself to be raised pretty freely?
I was raised very open range child.
What were things you remember that you could do that maybe other kids couldn't?
When I was a kid, I wandered around in the woods and my mom really didn't care when I left or came from my house. So it was just a lot of fun and no one really cared what I did.
Do you think the way you grew up was better because of how chill your parents were?
I think that the way I was raised was very superior because I was allowed the freedom to do whatever I want and I didn't have some angry woman watching me.
Would you raise your kids the way you were raised? Why or why not?
I would raise my kids this way because it allows me to learn a lot and experience things in my own way.
Part 2. Tiger Moms. Strict parents, sometimes known as tiger moms, is a completely different story. These parents regulate their kids like the Federal Reserve regulates money. They live among very strict rules for their safety and to keep a parent from panic. Tiger moms, or even called helicopter parents, make their child go to school, receive the best grades, and do their homework promptly and perfectly, sometimes even doing their children's homework for them. They are given strict boundaries in which they must stay within. They control every aspect of their child's life in hopes that it can make them the best they can be. Some go as far as to do everything for their children. Tie their shoes for them, make their lunches, do their projects. They believe that children need a guiding hand, and they are just children and don't fully understand how the world works yet. Children can learn on their own and do things independently, but these parents would prefer to do it themselves. They care about the safety and prosperity of their child above all, no matter what. We are now going to talk to a teen who is raised by strict parents similar to these. So you were raised pretty strictly as a child, right? What were some very strict rules you had to follow or things you had to do?
Hey, you were right. I was raised pretty strictly as a child, and some of that actually does still remain in my house. When I was younger, especially in elementary school, I couldn't have my phone upstairs at all, not even in the living room upstairs, and I had to put it in a basket before going up. I absolutely couldn't have it in my room. That was unthinkable. And I was actually just allowed to have it in my room the summer going into senior year. So I think that's a little bit crazy. But I also couldn't watch Nickelodeon until fifth grade because they didn't agree with Nickelodeon. I couldn't and am still not allowed to hang out with boy friends alone, not relationship, but just friends that are boys if there's no one else around. They don't like that. I'm still not allowed to hang out with friends if there isn't a parent home. Adult siblings don't count, even if they're in their 30s. and I'm almost 18. I also, especially when I was younger, this isn't as much anymore, I wasn't allowed to go out past 7 p.m. on school nights up through middle school, and I also couldn't get a ride with friends who had their license until I got my license myself.
Do you think how strictly you were raised has made you better as a person, or do you wish that you were raised a little more freely?
Honestly, I think overall I would really wish to have more freedom and independence. Growing up and currently, excited to go to college, but I think that being raised in an environment where you really can't make your own decisions, and if you try and do something that they don't necessarily agree with, you immediately get shut down. I think it really stifles individuality, and it kind of encourages children to sneak around because they believe that whatever they do, they're going to get punished for, so they don't try and ask, they don't try and talk to their parents. And I think that really goes against the point of a relationship with your parents. I think being raised in such an authoritarian environment really does lead to issues in the relationship. I know my parents and I have had many fights based on just not agreeing on what I should and should not be allowed to do. So overall, I really do wish I had more freedom and independence as a child and currently.
That being said, would you raise your children the way you were raised? Why or why not?
I do appreciate the protectiveness to a degree because it does show that they care, but it's just excessive. So in the very, very distant future, when I raise my own children, I'm not going to raise them the same way. I feel like it caused a lot of unnecessary tensions, and it caused me as a child to resent the way that I was raised in a way, and I feel like that is not a healthy way for a child or for a relationship to be built. I'm definitely going to give my children a lot more freedoms and have a lot more trust in them, because even though they say, it's not you we don't trust, it's everyone else, it still causes a trust issue between the child and the parent, and I do not wish that upon my children. I'm going to choose to let them have more freedoms and more freedom for expression as well.
So which is better? Well, no parenting style really is better than the other. Kids always find their way and their place in the world. And parents just want what's best for their children, whether it's protecting their every move or letting them completely roam free. There are pros and cons to every style of parenting. How it mentally affects children? No one really knows, because it really doesn't. And that is what we wanted to get to the bottom of. I'm Abigail Honeycutt, and thank you for listening.